Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I did want to share, that, you know, it's so wonderful to just reflect and meditate on the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord did in his ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says that we just have four gospels, okay? Four gospels. But the Bible says that there's not enough space to write everything, everything that occurred in Jesus's ministry.
Right.
And you think about it, I mean, the gospels are pretty, there's a lot of stuff in there already.
That's very rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very rich. But I was reading in Luke 17 about the lepers or the 10 men that had leprosy. And verse 11 says that now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. And they stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." He goes on to say, the scriptures go on to say that when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. And he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then verse 17, Jesus said, he asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to them, "Rise up and go. Your faith has made you well."
Wow.
You know, I love this account. I mean, there's so many moving parts. But one of the things that you notice about Jesus that really it's inspiring to all of us who are believers is that Jesus was about the Father's business.
Right.
I mean, you don't read one account that Jesus was just hanging out, kicking back. You know?
Kicking back.
This is my off day. You know, right. Jesus was going from city to city, town to town, villages. I mean, he was extremely popular. I mean, crowds would come out, and he wasn't going out for popularity's sake, but he had one goal, one vision, and that was to glorify the Father.
Right.
And when he showed up, things happened. Go figure. Awesome and amazing and beautiful things. But in all that Jesus was doing in his ministry, from healing people to teaching and preaching and performing deliverances and miracles and signs and wonders, there's one thing that Jesus always had time to do, and that was to abide.
That's right.
I mean, when the disciples would go to find him, where was Jesus? He was up on a mountain.
He was with the Father.
Early.
Very early.
Early. And I think that's why a lot of us like to abide first thing. Just following the example of Jesus. And not only that, but to give the Lord the first fruits of our time in our life. That day, you know, there's a quote that you should say, if I can remember, says, "Yesterday's over with. Yesterday's over with. Tomorrow may never come, but today's a gift. That's why they call it the present."
Oh, wow.
And really all you have is today. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, yesterday's already in the can. It's done, you know.
Done and over.
It's in your daily record of events in your planner. It is past, you know what I mean? and tomorrow, no one is promised. You know, tomorrow's written on a fool's calendar. Mm-hmm. But all you and I and all of us listening here today, all we have is today. Mm-hmm. Give me today my daily bread.
Right.
And what you can do is just take each day by day.
That's right.
And give God the very first of that, the very beginnings of that day, and spend time with him. But we're talking about Jesus and all that he did in his ministry and his life. Mm-hmm. He always had time and always made time to abide. And that's something that you do, because you know what? I don't know if you could say that he had time. He had to create time. And that's what we all have to do. We have to do the things that matter most.
That's right.
We all have the same 24 hours that the president has, and he runs a whole lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's right.
And so we can create that time to spend time with him. So Jesus is spending time, and he's going from city to city and town to town. you look at these lepers on the other side of this you know, account here, they had leprosy. They had some sort of skin disease that would cause them to contaminate others. And because of that, they had to be quarantined at a certain place away from everyone else. So they get everyone else, you know, sick and diseased, if you will. And it's amazing. It's amazing that I think in America, Pat, Chris, you guys can help me out with this, but how blessed we are that we have so many resources that we could run to.
That's right.
We can, so many doctors available. I mean, I always say that if you're going to be hungry in any country, you want to be hungry in America. You know what I'm saying? If you need services or help, right. So you can get them in America.
Yeah.
And oftentimes people wonder, you know, why are these miracles happening in other countries and why we're not seeing them here?
That's right.
Well, it's because we first of all, tend to take the miracles for granted here. Mm-hmm. We don't allow ourselves to be in need of a miracle. I mean, we run to the first, you know, little cold, little cough, little...
Yeah. First thing we do is run to the drugstore. We call our doctor's office, make appointments. The last thing we think about is actually praying, ask God for help.
Right.
And think about that. I mean, what is so fear-driven that oftentimes you just hear folks that just quickly just right off, got a headache, let me give you two Tylenols. Why not the default setting be, let's pray about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray about that. Remember when Peter's mother-in-law was sick and Jesus walks in and just walks upstairs, that's prays right. for her?
Yeah.
She gets
it.
Back down, started cooking that food.
Yep. She started whipping up the grub. Yep.
She was hooking up the grub. They were like, Lord, please heal her. We're hungry. Please heal her.
That's right.
We need some chicken up in here, you know? And she came on down and started preparing food. But their backs were pushed against the wall. They had no Walgreens to go to. They had no CVS. You know what I'm saying? They were all out there all alone. And they put themselves out in the place where, what do? They cried out. They call out in a loud voice.
Right.
And they made a big splash, if you will. And you know what? Sometimes we say, well, you know, I'm going after God. Well, yeah, you got to make a little bit more noise if you're going after God. I mean, it's like, well, right. Yeah, well, I abided like once these 2 weeks. And you know what I'm saying? I fellowship with the church 3 times this month. And it's
I prayed.
Yeah, I prayed twice this month. You know, it's like, wait, you got to make a splash. You want God, right?
Yeah. Well, think about what you're talking about yesterday. What, you know, was the widow woman that was continually... You know, went before the judge praying over and over and over again. She didn't just stop once. She kept praying.
That's right. And, you know, it's not lack of faith to keep praying. Because I've heard, you know, people say that, well, I just prayed about it once and that's it. Well, no. You know, the fact that you would keep staying focused and have that vision before you and believing God and praying and declaring and calling things that are not as though they were, that's saying that you do have faith, that you're going to press in and keep believing God for what it is that you're believing for.
Right.
So they're calling out to Jesus, and then he says, I love this. He saw Jesus, they say, have pity on us. And when he saw them, I mean, they had to yell good, loud, and good and plenty to get they got the attention and the eyes of Jesus.
Right.
When he saw them, he said, go show yourselves to the priests. Now, what's interesting about that, why would Jesus tell him to go show yourselves to the priest? Well, back in Leviticus 14, there's, you know, this is about cleansing from infectious diseases. There is something that they had to do when they were cleansed or needed cleansing. They had to go to the priest, and the priest would inspect them to make sure that they were clean enough to come back into the colony, the village.
Oh, very good.
It wouldn't contaminate. But then he also, you know, did some sacrifices and prayed, and there was a whole thing that had to occur, and you can find it in the first verses in Leviticus 1-7 was very, very interesting. But then the priest would be the one to say, hey, you're cleansed, you're ready, you can. So he doesn't say be healed, he doesn't touch them,
nope.
He doesn't wave a hand,
uh-uh.
He just says
no fancy prayer.
No, he just says, go show yourself to the priest.
Mm-hmm.
And here, these 10 lepers, these 10 men, I hate to even call them lepers, you know, calling people about their condition. These 10 men, they were sick, desperately ill. It's nothing like, I mean, can you imagine the isolation, being ostracized?
Yeah.
People are cruel these days. You have some sort of skin infection or something going on in your body, and, you know, they just judge you. And here they are, you know, with that, and they say, we have two choices. We can stay in this condition and keep looking at each other and saying, you know, how we can make it through. Or we can take Jesus at his word and go.
That's right.
And I think that's where a lot of us, you know, we face in everyday life's trials or tribulations or just part of life, really. It doesn't have to be trial or tribulation. You know, God wants us to live by faith.
Right.
Wants us to live by faith.
That's right.
And in order to live by faith, you have to know what God's word says.
Mm-hmm.
You got to live according to the truth in God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about yesterday that we were mentioning that you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. And, you know, facts are one thing, but you know that truth supersedes fact. I mean, the fact is that you may have a leper's condition and there's no cure for it, let's say.
Right.
That could be a fact.
Yeah.
But God's truth says that by your stripes, I am healed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God's truth supersedes anything that's available out there. And so we have to make the determination, are we going to live by facts? Are we going to live by circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we going to live by faith?
Right.
And living by faith is not figuring it all out. Mm-hmm. I tried that several times.
Let me figure this out first, and then I move.
Right.
All
right.
Crash and burn. Remember, I am dating myself, but I remember as a kid, I used to watch the old Tarzan movies.
Oh, my goodness. You are old.
Yeah, I am. But they were like reruns. They were older, but they were reruns. I used to love those, all those black and white shows.
The old black and white Tarzan? Yeah. I used to practice that thing.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I used to love that.
I mean, what happened to good old television, you know?
But, yeah, right.
But I used to watch that. I used to watch the Little Rascals over there. Well, they weren't so. They did some bad stuff. But remember the Tarzan? He would swing on that vine.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, I think a lot of times faith, you know, we want to swing on a vine, but we want to keep one hand on one vine and have another hand outstretched to catch the second vine before we let the first vine go.
That's right.
And God is saying, faith is just you swing, give that, that
just let go.
And you let go, believing in faith that God has the answer on the other side, and you catch it in there.
Yeah,
you catch it. You're not leaping on, that's not blind faith. Some people just jump out there and say, wait a minute. Did you just step out on nothing? Well, that wasn't faith. You just, God didn't tell you that. You didn't get a word. You weren't abiding. You know, you just did something, you know, and threw a monkey wrench into something, but that wasn't faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have faith in faith.
Yeah.
It's a difference. There is a difference. You can't have faith in faith. You got to have faith in God.
That's right.
So the answer oftentimes is not going to show up, you know, before you step out.
No.
It's going to show up when you step out.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? I mean,
that's right.
So they step out.
Yeah. That's what the word says. And it says in James, you know, faith without works is dead, which is not faith at all.
Right.
There's some action to it. You have to do something.
Right.
And God meets you right there.
That's right. That's right. Faith without works is absolutely dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so as they go, they really want to realize this. Wait a second. Before I even show up to the priest, I'm actually cleansed. He comes back and thanks the Lord. And the Lord says, listen, your faith has made you well. It was in the going. It was in the receiving. It was moving in that direction. I know because of all the stuff we've been doing for many years. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything's just been like, I mean,
One miracle after another.
How'd you do that? We live in a continual place of miracles.
That's right.
And faith.
Yeah. Like stepping off a cliff every single day. It's like, okay, God, here we go again.
That's exactly. Exactly. If you haven't noticed, you haven't figured it all out. But, you know, God's God is definitely leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's what this relationship is all about. God wants us to trust Him, and he wants to prove Himself strong to us. Mm-hmm. But you can't live this relationship with God outside of faith.
That's right.
I mean, think about everything. I mean, your salvation comes from faith. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that comes from works. Mm-hmm. You know, and you have to. Your healing comes from faith. Everything derives from mm-hmm. faith,
right?
Not works. I think about even, you know, my own personal transition, so many of them. But one was, you know, I actually moved to New Jersey. And God was calling us to move to New Jersey and share the gospel up here. And I thought, well, this is going to take in the natural 6 months. I got to raise thousands of dollars at home, had all these different things to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I wrote it down, Pat, as soon as I wrote down the vision, as soon as I wrote down specifically what it was that needed to happen, these were the facts. I had to, you know, move out of a house that I presently had.
Yeah.
I had to find different employment in a city, you know, almost, you know, 1,300, 1,400 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
I had to transition a family. I had to do, you know, mm-hmm. do a new work and reach out and establish a gathering out, you know, in this whole mm-hmm. other state. And there were some real things that had to occur. There were some facts associated with all of mm-hmm. these major.
Right.
I needed funds.
Yep.
You know, God doesn't move according to your bank account oftentimes. You know,
no,
if you move, He'll fill your bank account.
Yeah. And this is amazing. The fact that you brought that up just so reminded me of years and years ago when God, basically, I just got a rainbow from God that, you know, if I started a business, that He would, mm-hmm. that He'd be there.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, all right, cool. I had no money, no tools, and no place to do it. Because back then, you know, I was real proficient in, you know, plastic fabrication. That's all I knew at the time.
Right.
So, I wanted to have my own business. So, first thing I did, I whipped out this yellow pad. I said, all right, I've got nothing, so I started writing down what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
What was it going to cost? And I need a place to do it.
Ooh.
And within weeks of me writing this down, I had the capital to pay for the stuff I needed. And God provided the place for me to do it at.
Wow.
And it got kicked up.
Isn't that amazing?
And it just happened.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And I saw the miracle jobs you were getting. It was like one continual miracle, faith-filled job.
Every one of them.
Yeah, you showed up to work as if you were going to get something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's amazing. Thank God for everyone that walked through that door.
isn't that amazing?
It was amazing.
But that's how God works. That's, mm-hmm. you know, you got to trust Him. You know, we wind up coming up here, and our goal was December 27th. To arrive in New Jersey. And I mean, there was such a long list of just amazing events that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually arrived myself earlier, and I was able to transition my entire family. We arrived in New Jersey at 4 p.m. in a snowstorm, December mm-hmm. the 24th, 3 days ahead of schedule mm-hmm. from the time. But we wrote it down. We locked our faith in what God was saying, and we didn't step out of the whim. It was stuff that we prayed prior to. This was following the Lord's leading, but we stepped out trusting Him.
Mm-hmm.
Trusting Him.
That's right.
And you can trust Him. You know, you can definitely trust Him. I think about too when I was in the insurance business, you know, my income was zero every week.
Day.
Remember that? It was week.
And, start off with nothing and end up with a paycheck.
Yeah, and you'd have to go earn your paycheck. Talk about a way to grow in faith. I mean, that was a way.
That's huge, man.
I didn't miss no. Listen, you want to grow in faith, start a business. Go ahead and
work for yourself, man. I'll tell you what. Them 7 years was a huge learning curve for me.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
Stretched my faith. You know, rent was paid. You know, fed my family. God fed it. You know, and had, you know, I was able to pay employees at times. It was amazing.
Yep. Isn't it amazing?
Totally amazing.
It's amazing. And just every week, God would just, you know, we trust Him and step out and work hard, you know. Mm-hmm. But you don't trust your hard work. You trust in just what God's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because Pat stepped out in faith, and started that business, that's how I came to the Lord, because I came to work with Pat.
Yep.
Wow.
That's right. I remember that.
Wow. Yeah. Think about that.
I had so much work. I needed help. I couldn't do it on my own. So I called up Chris because I knew he wasn't working at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know God.
He didn't.
And he came in that day and, you know, we were just sitting there at the table doing our thing. It was struck up some conversation, asked him how he was doing. So what's right. going on, man? What's happening with you? And then he just unloads.
Life is miserable.
It's terrible. This, that,
it's yeah. over. I don't want to be here.
So my swoosh broke. Everything yeah. is just
yeah, man. But
you know, so I asked him the question. I said, "Well, if there was one thing that would fix all that, no matter what it was,
mm-hmm.
would you do it?" He thought for a second. He goes, well, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And then I just sat there.
What is it, man?
I didn't say a word.
What's the key to life? You know?
And I just said, you know what it is.
Yep.
Mm. You know exactly what it is.
Wow.
And that was it, man. That was a seed that started it all, man.
Yep.
But amazing. So faith led to just.
Yeah. Led to that. Now here we are. Here we are today.
And here
serving
we are
God together. Yeah. Beautiful thing.
Oh yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You look at Abraham, you're talking about the father of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Romans 4, you know, he's 100 years old.
Yeah.
She's about the same age. And God says, you're about to have a child.
Uh-huh.
It's like, are you kidding me? Or were you like, are you for real?
Yeah.
And Romans 4:18 says that against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations.
Mm-hmm.
Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Now, without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. It's a fact. You know, I am an old dude. You know what I'm saying? Since he was about 100 years old. And that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God. He wasn't shaky or doubtful, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember talking to you one day when I was abiding years ago on the scripture,
mm-hmm.
but against all hope in hope,
mm-hmm.
against all hope in hope, Abraham believed and so became.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to do becoming, but they don't want to do no believing.
Right.
You know
saying? Yeah, right.
He believed, he accepted God's word is true, and so became that which was said of him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, we're supposed to call things that are not as though they are.
That's right.
You know, just walk this thing out. So I want to encourage you today. We want to encourage you. We shared some of our own experiences with God, and we've got probably a whole lot more to go, because you know, once you start believing God for $5, you know, you start trusting him for five mm-hmm. and $10,000, and then you start trusting him for bigger.
Yeah, it's just like a muscle. You know, if you don't use it, it gets weak. But the more you use it, the stronger it gets, the bigger, more things you can believe for.
That's right. That's good.
Yeah.
You're talking about faith, and
faith
needs to be
correct.
Exercised.
Yeah. It has to be exercised just like a muscle. Back in the day, I used to, you know, I had this one right here.
Oh, yeah.
But it's gone now.
We don't know what that is now.
That's working my faith.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. Faith must be exercised in faith in God. You can believe God.
Mm-hmm.
You can believe God. He's faithful and he's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to encourage you. Start in your journal, in your abiding journal, because you're abiding. Go ahead and start writing down all the things that the Lord has blessed you with as you stepped out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great, great reminder, great way to look back and say, wow.
Right.
You know, he is faithful.
That's right.
He is faithful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.